Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Church. For the last time in 2021,
we'll be transitioning over into 2022. Praise the Lord. And I pray that you'll be joining us. I am happy to announce that where two or three of us are gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus, he's here in our midst. So he's here too. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I take it that you already know who you are. So welcome in the name of the Lord. We want to invite all of our first-time listeners to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. We meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it is wherever you are. And we also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time you woke up to hear the service and to join us. So we want to thank the Lord for you. We want to thank the Lord for all of you who were with us when we transitioned from 2020 into 2021, and you're still here to transition with us into 2022. God bless you. It's been a rough ride, but we made it. Amen. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for all of his goodness to us. Amen. He's been good to us. He has kept. Many of us could have died or been killed, but we're still here. So we're praising the Lord. Amen. Yes, we are. We're praising the Lord. No matter what didn't go the way we thought it should have gone, we're here and we're going on. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's nothing like being grateful for what God has really done. Some of us don't know how close we've actually come to death. Many times we escape out of its grips, and we don't even know it because God took care of it. So, considering the fact that that may well have been you, it's time to praise the Lord. Amen? It's time. What would we do if God had not released his holy angels to earth to watch over us and to mount guard over us? What would we do? Think about that. Just that one blessing alone, that one element of our inheritance in Christ Jesus. What if he had not done that? Where would we be today? Would we have survived? Think about it. It's something worth considering, something to ponder. Amen. If he had not released his holy angels to watch over us, where would we be? Where would you be? Well, I already pretty much know where I would have been, and I'm grateful that I missed hell those several times. I'm grateful that I missed death those many times. I'm grateful that every time Satan tried to kill me, he missed. I'm grateful. I hope you're thankful and grateful too. Amen? Amen. We're still here in the land of the living. We're still here. We've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. And we're grateful to be here, no matter what's happening and no matter what's not happening. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the old saints always knew that it's important to be thankful to the Lord. It's not what we do in, well, I'm going to thank the Lord for a while to see if he'll do something for me. No. It's important to be grateful to the Lord for who he is. It's important to get ourselves off our mind. It's important to acknowledge who God actually is and to recognize that we need a deeper appreciation for him. It's important. It's not something that we can afford to just put on the shelf, and we'll get back to that later. No, to be grateful to the Lord all the time. All the time, saints. All the time. So, in light of our many benefits, in light of our inheritance in Jesus Christ, in light of his love for us and what he has done for us, I want to thank and praise the Lord. I hope you'll join me. Amen?
Amen.
So, saints, let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for every opportunity we have to bless your holy name. We want to thank you for every breath that we take, every step that we make. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning. We want to thank you for keeping us going all day. We want to thank you for bringing us together tonight. We want to thank you, Lord. There are many who started out with us this year, but they're gone. They're gone, Lord. And we're still here. We want to thank you for this opportunity. We want to thank you, Lord, that we still have an opportunity to witness to others. We still have an opportunity to grow in the grace of God. We still have an opportunity to show the love of God to others. We still have opportunities. We still have freedom. We still have an inheritance while we're here on the earth. We want to thank you. We still have opportunity for deliverance. We have opportunity to walk in more power. We have an opportunity to live out the covenant in the land of the living. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We want to thank you for that. We have an opportunity for greater obedience. Yes, we do. Because it is better to obey you than to sacrifice. We want to thank you for greater opportunities for obedience, because you will render to every man according to his deed. And you will bless those who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory, honor, immortality, and eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. And you're no respecter of persons, Lord. We want to thank you that we got another shot. All the things that we did wrong this year, we can do better next year. We get another shot at it. We get another chance. We want to thank you for a fresh opportunity. We want to thank you for fresh mercies. We want to thank you for more and more grace. We want to thank you, Lord, that you haven't stopped living inside of us. You haven't withdrawn your Holy Spirit from us. We want to thank you. No, we don't deserve the Holy Spirit. We never have. But you have not removed your precious Spirit from us, Lord. We want to thank you for that. You have brought us through many unseen dangers, and we still don't know them all. But you are worthy and deserving of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Lord. We want to thank you that you have not forgotten us. You listen to every prayer. You're answering our prayers. We want to thank you that when we come before you requesting an adjudication from the righteous judge, you provide it. We're beginning to see the answers to the prayers we prayed months earlier. They're coming to pass, Lord. You for what you've decided to do. We want to thank you for your intervention in the affairs of our lives. We want to thank you for being there with us when our loved ones transition from this life. We want to thank you for holding us together while we walk through that. We want to thank you for the encouragement. We want to thank you for the prayers. We want to thank you for your arm around us to hold us when those that were dear to us went on. Lord, we want to thank you for everything you've done. We want to thank you for shutting the mouths of some of the relatives that had too much to say. We want to thank you, Lord, that you kept us in perfect peace no matter what they said or did. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the things that you have taught us. We've learned a lot. We've learned about you, and we've learned about ourselves. We want to thank you for the new knowledge. We want to thank you for the revelation. We want to thank you for the truth. We want to thank you for the growth, Lord. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for every blessing. Every single blessing. We want to thank you for new peace. Because there is no peace to the wicked, and you are our Prince of Peace. And that you came inside us, Lord, alive in us that we might have your peace. We thank you for every time you kept our mind stayed on you. We want to thank you that you've left us with your peace, and we choose to partake of it. Lord, we'll continue to seek your peace and pursue it. And you're still teaching us, Lord, how to live peaceably with all men. We want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you, Lord, for you. We couldn't do it without you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor, Father. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. Because you're still forgiving our sin. We want to thank you for delivering us from the demons of the past. Help us to keep them out, Father, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for the armor of God for every part. Shields up, Lord. We thank you. We want to thank you that you're still our shepherd. That having food and clothing, we have contentment. We are blessed. We want to thank you that you still supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We want to thank you that you actually take our cares. You took them on Calvary for us. And that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Anything else is not for us. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for every healing that we got. That's a lot of them. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for your joy because your joy is our strength. We want to thank you for every word that you've spoken to us. We want to thank you for showing us how to keep our minds stayed on you. We want to thank you for carrying us through many a trial. For opening doors that were closed and closing doors that should never have been opened. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for taking people out of our lives that ought not to be there. Amen. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for introducing people into our lives that ought to be there. Thank you for the blessing. We want to thank you for the blessing. We want to thank you, Lord, that last year this time, we could still smell the curse, but now we can't. We want to thank you for every fast you brought us through. We have really grown. We want to thank you that now we're better at fighting the devil than we were before. We've got some stamina. We have some steadfastness. We've got some faith. And we're learning how to use our weapons. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, electronic, digital demons, technology demons, and all their attacks. Leviathan spirits, their attacks. Kundalini spirits, their attacks. Water and marine spirits, their attacks. Sex devils, their attacks. Unclean spirits, their attacks. Passive devils, their attacks. Pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, Satanism, smart dust. Sorcery devils and their attacks. Seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits and their attacks. Ah, yes, Lord. All the voices of the strangers and their attacks. All electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks. Techno-paganism and mind control by the occult. All these attacks we return to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We return all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, tating sonic frequency attacks, the work of every druid, audio weapon attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, the charmers, all the attacks. We return them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent. We return it all in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons, chalices, upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We return those attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. All 5G attacks, we return in the name of Jesus. Amen, yes we do. We bind and return all attacks of Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Celtic, Caribbean, Latin, African, American, European, Australian, Canadian, natives of the land, Middle East, Yeraki, Asian, Urugola de Diosundere Brisha Tarabrukaba, Yeraki Tarabrusha de Simimimimimimimimoshoto, Rekese, Erkahala de Diosundere Brise, Risa Tarabruka Sitarabra Kishe, Yerkohole de Diosundere Brikia, Yarkohoro Yasandere Brikia, Orekisa Tarabrisheta, Satanism, Uraba, Sundar, Kuhule. We return all the attacks in Jesus' name. We bind the works of the devil, and we return his attacks back to him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bind all Morgellons' attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture, impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents and place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all ritual, satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications. We return it all. We send it right back where it came from. We bind all formations of bullflies and other demonic insects, spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves. and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, foes, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind you and we return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool, the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and their practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioVK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You're bound, and we send it all back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of pride. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus. And all his wicked works we return in Jesus' holy name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. And we send their intent and powers back in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, all spies, all infiltrators, all fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind Asmodeus, Asmodeus, Incubus, we bind Succubus, and we send all your attacks back in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, amen, we do in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilic, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon, and we chain you all with eternal chains under darkness. We call for the fire of God on every marine and water spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to be consumed by the all-consuming fire of God. We thank you, Father, for it. We undo the works of all demonic weapons. We forgive all such that should be forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, every Masonic ceremony, the work of the Demolé, all of their artifacts, and all of the powers that they work in demonically. We bind them and we send them right back in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons of any sort, rank, order, or type, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, trickers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Hallelujah. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Father, we repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with your work on Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We return to the sender according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, all astral projections sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, no unrighteous event left behind. Jesus' holy name. Lord, we come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, and whom we love, serve, and obey. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, kings and all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially the Christians that were left behind in Afghanistan. We lift them up to you, Father, and all other persecuted Christians in Jesus' name. We thank you for protecting them, watching over them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we release Psalm 91 over them, Father, in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you for the truth of this going forth, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we pull out all the fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, curses, hexes, and we return it where it came from, 100-fold in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We send it all back, all this warfare, all this witchcraft, all this evil that was sent against us this year, we send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that, Father. We cut ourselves free from any spirit that may have followed us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it. And we send it where it ought to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Every devil that was sent to us, we bind in the name of Jesus and send it right back where it came from. Every devil that was transferred to us, we bind it and send it where it ought to go in Jesus' name. We command it to leave us now in Jesus' holy name. You have no right. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't get a free ride on us. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the devils coming through technology, through electronics, through the phones, through the computers, through the televisions, whatever it may be, we bind you all and we send you all back in the name of Jesus Christ. Bozy, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we send your wickedness inside you and seal it up. May it destroy you in Jesus' holy name. We bind the magic touch in the name of Jesus. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, la la la, yasundere brisa tarabruka de dia. Reke beche de rukule de dia sahara kise. Reste tarabruksa tarabroka de dia susa. Yerrekisa de brisa tarabroka to resile de dia sa. Lord, every judgment that has been released against us that is not in agreement with the blood of Jesus, we send it right back where it came from in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for that. We pull those words down. They have no force and effect in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is the victory that overcometh, yes, even our faith. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We cut ourselves free from every ungodly silver cord, ley line, soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, vow, pledge, pact, league, garlands, oaths, consents, agreements, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm, every form of attachment with the demonic realm. Hey, we cut ourselves free from every Satanist in the name of Jesus. Oh, shut up. We cut ourselves free from every Satanist in the name of Jesus Christ. We tear down and destroy all the walls of protection around Satanists, wizards, warlocks, shamans, nanobots, sorcerers, divinators, and all wicked persons in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We break the power of all the curses, the spells, the hexes, the vexes, the charms, the fetishes, all the psychic powers being sent against us, all the witchcraft, voodoo, magic, and sorcery, all the death spirits, all the potions, all the jinxes, all the mind control, all the sickness, pain, and torment, all psychic power and psychic warfare, all the chantings and incantations, all the incense and candle burnings, all the powers being worked against us, all the root works, tribal rituals, sins, chantings, all the wickedness that's done. We send it all back in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Lord, for victory. Father, we thank you for victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. The church said amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Yes, great is the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for the blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Yes, Lord, without enemies, it would be hard for us to see what you really do. But we've got enemies, Lord. Amen. And we've got enemies, so they can be defeated. We can learn how powerful and how great and how mighty and how strong you are because you deal with our enemies. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you will do to our enemies. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. They try to run over us like a steamroller. But, Lord, you won't let it be. We have the overcoming victory through you. And we thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you. Give you praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, our featured psalm for tonight's worship service is Psalm 103. And our verses for meditation, we have two. The first one is Psalm 119, verse 176, and the second one is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Our featured ebook is Spirit of Rejection. Everybody ought to read that. Amen. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, everything's going to be all right. I've got that feeling, too. I've got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Yes, I have a feeling everything is going to be all right. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yes, everything's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, yes, sir. I can hear what you're saying. Well, saints, tonight we're going to talk about this. And the title of tonight's message is, Lord, I'm thankful. That's right. Lord, I'm thankful. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Well, saints, we're going to start in the Old Testament and the book of Habakkuk. That's right, Habakkuk. If you go to the end of the Old Testament, you have Malachi going backwards, Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, then you have Habakkuk. That's right. We're going to Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning with verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning with verse 17. Let's see now. Let's see how this goes. In my Bible, Habakkuk starts on page 1345. I hope, amen. So, Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive oil shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Though all outward means of support should fail, whether they be sources of provision, sources of moral support, sources of work, sources of financial reserve, sources of medical care, apparent solutions to the issue at hand, sources of aid and assistance, sources of shelter, sources of inspiration, sources of obtaining material needs, sources of government protection, sources of communication, sources of supplies for defense. Though all outward means of support should fail. That's right. Think about it. All outward means of support failing. If all those different avenues that support life, that support well-being, that support society and community, if they all fail, yet will I still have a firm, unmovable confidence in the power, goodness, and faithfulness of our God. All of society should collapse. If all of society should collapse, no postal service, no police, no fire, no EMS, no medical care, no military, no government assistance, corporations folding, no transportation, no trucks bringing in supplies, no trains, no air transportation, no oil production. If all of the means of support to society that we are accustomed to should collapse and fail us, think about it. If all of that should collapse and fall away, yet will I still have a firm, unmovable confidence in the power, goodness, and faithfulness of our God. Our God is faithful. He will preserve me. He will supply me with all that is required for life and godly living. Yes, he will. He will supply me with all that is required for life and godly living. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 8. Though all the grocery stores fold and fail, and all the fast food establishments and restaurants fold and collapse, God is still well able to take care of me. That's right. There's no Zaxby's, no pizza places, no hamburger places, no fried chicken anywhere. Even the chickens won't come to town. God is well able to take care of me. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Amen. Though society should completely collapse and all that we have known before passes away, God is still able to take care of me. So in the face of threatening appearances of outcomes, I will not cave in, nor will I compromise the truth. I will maintain inward peace and calmness of mind. I will not fret. I will not fret. I will not fill my mind with what ifs. I will not insist on figuring it all out for myself. I will not give my mind over to the enemy by failing to obey the scriptures. I will not give my mind over to the enemy by failing to obey the scriptures. I will not misuse my imagination to play out the worst of out that I may have excuse to doubt God and his word. I will not misuse my imagination to play out the worst of outcome that I may have excuse to doubt God and his word. I will not wallow in my carnal, fleshly emotion. I will not wallow in my carnal, fleshly emotion. I will not offer my own stupidity to the enemy to use as a weapon against me. I will not whine. Let me say that again. I will not whine. I will not complain to others, seeking their sympathy. Nor will I ignore others when they remind me of the scriptures and their truth. I will not get a scornful or cocky attitude when the scripture is given to me and I get convicted and don't like it. I will not behave as a fool and attempt to turn the words of others back on themselves when I am jealous of their faith walk. I will not pout. I will not sulk. I will not act out my usual prideful self-righteousness. I will not confess that it's just too hard. Oh, it's so difficult. Oh, I just have such trouble getting what the word says done. I just can't. It's just too much. I will not do that, for the Bible clearly explains that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Seeing as Christ has not forsaken me, I no longer have an excuse. I will not avoid church with a Jonah attitude. Because I don't want to admit that I'm wrong and in sin. I will not grieve the Holy Spirit. I will not blame it on God. I will not blame all of it on Satan and his agent. When I have given a contribution to the problem through my own disobedience or ignorance, I will not quit. I will not just walk out on God. I will not give up. I will not stop communicating with the Lord. I will not entertain demons and their lies. I will not entertain demons and their lies. I will not continue in selfishness and self-centeredness. It's not all about me and how I feel and what I think and what I want. The world does not pivot around me. I am not the center of the universe. I will not lie against the truth. I will not fail to do proper spiritual warfare and expect others to do it for me. I will not fail to do proper spiritual warfare and expect others to do it for me. Having food and clothing, I will not tell the Lord that he hasn't done enough for me. I will not throw childish tantrums, also known as meltdowns. I will not throw childish tantrums, also known as meltdowns. I will not make a public display of my own lack of trust in Jesus. I will not allow my children to become the center of my life instead of the Lord. Nor will I worship my spouse or my relatives or my family. They are not my worship. I will not use the fleshly unrighteousness of sinners as a reason to doubt God's faithfulness to keep his promises to me. I will not keep my eyes on their flesh and thereby allowing my mind to develop doubt against God's promises to me. I will keep my eyes focused on the Lord and his word. I will not entertain an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. I will not entertain an evil heart of unbelief from the living God. I will guard my heart with all diligence. I will do all that is necessary to keep my deliverance. I will do all that is necessary to keep my deliverance. I will not gossip. I will mind my own business and refrain from meddling in the affairs of others. I will keep my vows to the Lord. And in particular, the conditions of my vow. I will keep my mouth closed when I ought to. I will not deny the gift of God within me when the Lord desires to use it. I will not ignore the promptings of the Holy Spirit. I will not say, I can't, when God says, I can. I will not withdraw in fear of potential harm or potential blessing. I will let go of past failures, past rejection, past pain. I will loose myself from them all. It's my choice. I will make a righteous choice and act on it. I will not hesitate to return demonic warfare to the sender, as the Bible says. I will do it right away. I will trust in the Lord because he is my salvation. No one else can save me. I will trust in the Lord because he is my help. None else can help me in the ways that he does. I will trust in the Lord because he loves me. None can love me as he does. I will trust in the Lord because he himself is my answer and solution in every crisis. I will trust in the Lord because he himself is my answer and solution in every crisis. I will trust the Lord because he is my only deliverer. Nothing is too hard for him. I will trust the Lord because he himself is my peace of mind. I cast all of my cares on him because he really does care for me. I will trust the Lord because he keeps me alive when others would kill me. I will trust in his power, not just when he does what I need, but all the time. He is all-powerful. All power belongs to God. Psalm 62, verse 11. Psalm 62, verse 11. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Power belongeth unto God. In Psalm 24, verse 8, Psalm 24, verse 8, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battle. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he is the mighty God. Let's go there. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. There will be a performance of the word of God. In Joshua, he is the mighty one. In Psalm 24, he is the Lord mighty in battle. He subdues all things unto himself. I will trust the Lord, for he is my hope. I will trust the Lord, for he is my wisdom. I will trust the Lord, for he pours his love into me. I will trust the Lord because he forgives my sin. I will trust the Lord because he is trustworthy. Trustworthy, worthy of my trust. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. I will trust the Lord because he is my God. He teaches me his way and leads me in a plain path. Yes, he does. And leads me in a plain path. I will trust the Lord with all my heart, and I will not depend on mine own way of thinking. I will trust the Lord because he leads me in the way which I should go. He guides me with his eye. I will trust the Lord because he can do the impossible. He can do what no other power can do. With men, this is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. I will trust the Lord because he is my comfort and consolation. I will trust the Lord because he is all that stands between me and eternal damnation, which is well deserved. I will trust the Lord because he alone hung on a cross of shame and humiliation for the sins that I have committed. He had no sin. He died innocently in my place. My wrongdoing placed him on that cross to bleed and die for me to be acquitted. He died innocently in my place. My wrongdoing placed him on that cross to bleed and die for me to be acquitted. I deserve to die, but he died in my place. I will trust the Lord to lead me in paths of righteousness. He is my God, and he will be my God even unto death. He alone is my rock my strength, my high tower. I will trust the Lord because he is my light. Fools walk in darkness. He has promised me that if I follow him, I will not walk in darkness. I will not leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. I will have the light of life. I will trust the Lord because he is my everlasting strength. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I will trust the Lord because he alone is God. There is none else beside him. So although the fig trees in my orchard are all destroyed, and there is neither blossom nor fruit to be had, if all the produce of my farming fails, and I have no oil to sell, if my fields are barren, I have nothing to sell by the roadside. All my flocks and herds die off. No livestock, no cattle or horses in my barns and stalls. If I have no meat to feed my family or myself, still my confidence in God will not be shaken. For I am fully persuaded that he alone is God, and he is my Savior. So in spite of all adversity, I will be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will offer unto God thanksgiving. In everything, I will give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me. I will be content with such things as I have, because he has said that he will never leave me nor abandon and forsake me. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will command my soul to bless the Lord. I will command my soul to bless the Lord. I will command my soul to bless the Lord. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter into his courts with praises of him. Praise the Lord, because he is worthy to be praised. I will be thankful to God because he has given me the ultimate victory. Lord, I am thankful to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Bill.
Yes, Pastor. Here we go.
caught me off guard, Pastor. We have wonderful praise reports tonight. Here they are. Gladys has a praise report. My sister and nephew and daughter caught COVID, but they are recuperating really well. God broke fevers, and they only had mild symptoms. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. We praise you for these wonderful praise reports. Maria Julia, she has a praise report. Canada said I could listen to the prayer on Wednesday and Friday night for $15 a month. And they're still dealing with a long-distance bill. Praise the Lord. I know you're going to work it out. My son has passed his first term at the university. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah for that. And we have a guest member that says, I have been successful in thwarting my ex-wife's attacks and have learned from Pastor Sabrina. The eating and the dreams have stopped, and now suddenly my ex wants to come over and wants my son to come over and visit with his grandmother and all that. But praise you, Lord. I know you're going to work it all out. Thank you, Lord. You're training us. You're teaching us how to fight. Amori has a praise report. I've been seeking the Lord on behalf of enrolling in a driving course. I was procrastinating, but I finally, the Holy Spirit showed me which one he chose for me, and thank you, Lord, for that. We just give you praise. Praise 2021 says, thank you, saints, for all the ones who prayed for my two friends in Phoenix with the virus. One was in the hospital a few days ago and was told 10 days or more. Now he's home. That's a miracle. His wife got very well quickly also, and I know it's because of your prayers. Thank you, saints. God bless you. We just praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. What a wonderful praise report. And Gladys has a praise report. The Lord showed me things to purge from my home. He took me to a pair of jeans by the Lucky Brand, and it had blood of Jesus. Lucky Brand, and he had me look inside the fabric. There were rivets with Lucky Charms on them, four-leaf clovers, wishbones, horseshoes, another symbol in the C and a vertical line across it. I had a strange sensation every time I would wear those jeans, and so I got rid of them. Thank you, Lord, for showing me this. We just praise you, Lord. Beloved has a praise report. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I want to point out something. Now, there are clothes that are sewn that have demonic elements sewn into the fabric. You cannot just purchase clothes without the permission of the Holy Spirit. There are patterns and designs in clothing where demons are interwoven into the design. There are cosmetics that have been prayed over and given to Satan. This has been going on forever and forever and forever. There is jewelry that is manufactured by witches' coven. You cannot just go into the marketplace and purchase any old thing just because that's what you feel like doing and you think it's nice, it fits your budget, and that's just it. You can't do that. You see, with the money that God has given you, some of you are supporting Satanists unknowingly. You see, when we teach you Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, you're supposed to do Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. And when you fail to do Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, you end up with problems that you didn't expect to have. But if you walk the word, you find protection. There's a brand of yogurt that Pastor Pat and I would not purchase because that brand of yogurt supports a lot of the wickedness done in the Arab nation. There are all kinds of products on the market that are downright evil. They are downright evil. They are produced by wicked persons. So, if you want to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, you will need to obey Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, continually. I'll give you a small example. A few years back, I was trying to look for a top to wear, and I wanted a certain color in the top. And the only way I could see it was look at it on the Internet. So on the Internet, I was looking at it, and I couldn't quite tell. So I ordered it, and sure enough, when I picked it up, the first thing I did was I threw it on the floor of the car. Now, that's not normally how I do things. And so I started to really investigate it and look at it. And then I could see the demon. And so it went right back where it came from. It was from a brand called One World. Mary Kay was a Christian, by the way. Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay was a Christian. Now, you have to be very careful. You have to be very, very careful. You see, the fashion industry is, for the most part, run and manipulated by demonic persons. And when you connect into their stuff, their spirits transfer to you. So you have to be very prayerful, and you have to do your warfare. Amen? Amen. If you're getting stuff that was originally from India, you need to be highly suspect. If you're getting stuff that originally came from China, you need to be very careful and on guard. To tell you the truth, it doesn't matter where it came from these days, you need to be careful and on guard. And speaking of careful and on guard, yeah, there's another jewelry that you can't remember. It was called Sarah's Coventry, made by Sarah's Coven. That's right. It was made by Sarah's Coventry. What's that other thing? Pandora, that jewelry. You have to be very careful, saint. The devil is very sly and subtle. So now, I want everyone who plans to go outside their home tonight to pray before you go. Even if you're just going down to the corner store to pick up some chips, I want you to pray before you go. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. The demons are very busy during this time of year. And we're not going to be the victims of Satan's foolishness. Now are we? Amen? Amen. So that's Pastor's word of caution to you. Amen. Whatever you buy, make sure God likes it first. Amen. Brother Bill, we're back to you.
The Lord, Pastor, that reminds me of when we went to the farmer's market to buy local vegetables. And one of the stalls, they had a Buddha sitting there at the very top, a little Buddha. So we went somewhere else to buy ours. We did not want the extra warfare from that. Praise you, Lord, for showing us that. We just praise you, Lord. Beloved, have a praise
of that, hold on. And speaking of that, we don't go to those places to eat where they have the little Buddhas. In fact, when we walk in the door, we go to looking. We don't go get our nails done where the little Buddha is sitting on the shelf. That's not where we go get our nails done. We go someplace else. Amen. Speak the truth in love. Amen. That's how we do things. We're mindful to please the Lord. We pay attention to what we do in the marketplace. Amen? Amen. Go ahead, Brother Bill.
The Lord, saints, if you'll just listen to what Pastor says, it will, your warfare will be so much easier and lighter, and you can walk through all the minefields. The Holy Ghost will guide you. We just praise you for that, Lord. Beloved has a praise report. I thought my door was not going to be replaced in time for my departure, but the Lord moved mountains and saw to it, and the job was done. Thank you, Lord, for that. I got a brand new door. Praise you, Lord, for always coming through when I need you. And Beloved has another praise report. When I visited the MIC chat room the other day, the Lord blessed me. A couple other chat visitors shared some things that were going on through or went through in the past that the Lord is bringing them out of and has delivered them from. I could relate to what they were sharing because I am presently going through the very similar things. They also shared links to old broadcasts that provided me additional ammunition for my warfare. This really blessed me because the Lord imparted wisdom to me by giving me some answers and solutions that I needed. It was like receiving some missing pieces to a puzzle I'd been trying to figure out. The Lord is so good, saints. Thank you, Lord, for providing my every need. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Gina has a praise report. Thank you, Father. My daughter has very mild symptoms from the virus. Praise you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. It's very mild. We're not having anyone have any troubles with the virus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Dina has a praise report. Praise the Lord. I received two bills with zero owed on each one, on a credit card on each one of them. Now, that's the type of bills I like to see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. See, Dina listened to Pastor and didn't go out and charge a bunch at Christmas time on her cards. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Ariana has a praise report. In my Spanish class, I was stuck at a D. My teacher put in a project and brought it up to a B. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord, for coming through. Praise you, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful praise reports, and thank you, Lord. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord. You're growing the saints up on their most holy faith, and we praise you for these. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
What about your praise report?
Which one are you talking about? I've got some. I have a whole lifetime of praise reports. Which one are you thinking about right now?
It's more recent. You got some recent ones. In the past couple of weeks.
Oh, the Lord has come through and is blessing my business. Is that the ones you're talking about?
That and?
He's helped me to pass a very hard test. Praise you for that, Lord. Let's see, what else? He's been showering so many blessings on me. It's every day he shows me a new blessing. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Every time I pray, he answers my prayers. And at work, it's like I'm in revival all the time. Every day I will get to see somebody that I get to witness to, or a soul get born again, or see a miracle happen.
Uh-huh.
Or then,
uh-huh.
Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
I didn't. So that's what it's like all the time. It's fun. It's fun serving Jesus.
You get to witness.
Yes, every day. I mean, the job I have, I get to go into people's homes, and the Lord tells me exactly what to say. And before I know it, we're praying, and they're getting a miracle. And it's just, it's amazing. That's all I can say. It's all Jesus. It ain't me. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. It's so much fun serving him.
And you've led some people to the Lord, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am. Every week. Every week. It seems like it's every other day. Praise you for that.
Amen. And that's praise an you. Important praise report.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And
amen.
It's so subtle. You don't have to beat them with scripture, saints. All you got to do is start talking about what Jesus has done for you, and that opens the door. Really? He did that for you? Yes, he'll do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. He's no respecter of persons, and it's so easy after that. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
You mean you're using your testimony? You mean you're using your testimony?
Yes, ma'am, just like it. Isn't that something?
And so all you have to really do is use your own testimony, right?
That's all you got to do. It's easy. He uses you. You're the only Bible that a lot of people ever read. And when you tell them Jesus did this for me, that gets their attention.
Well, thank you for sharing that testimony, brother. Amen. Well,
praise the Lord.
I know there's some more testimonies out there. And you should call and share yours too, you know? Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill. Thank you very much. We're going to go to our guest call-ins for a few minutes. And our guest call-in number, area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And area code 6053. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'll share a testimony about this past year. The more I got into scripture reading and learning how to fight with the Spirit of God and the Word of God, using His Word, I felt a big difference when it came to people coming against me or being jealous or prejudiced, not liking me, and just these imps, these spirits coming at me in people to aggravate me to fight. And I got to experience that, and it's just the best feeling in the whole wide world, the freedom of God that I felt in my spirit, the truth that He was telling me, if you stay in my word, if you keep reading, if you continue warfare the way He's showing me, then my flesh has no room to act up. And then the greatest one of all is the one in my mind. The things that was declared tonight, I use it as asking the Lord to help me now with that, bring me into this new year with greater faith in Him, lifting up my shield always. I wanted to share that experience, and I wanted to ask for prayer as well, please.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Saints, let's hear.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes, I found myself, it's because of my background, and I asked the Lord to forgive me for, I don't want to blame, but it's a family bloodline. I come from a family bloodline that they like to fight, physically fight, and that kind of. And so I made it my life that I would not, you know, be like my family. And you can't, I found out I couldn't do it on my own. So by the by the help of God, I accomplish. You know, people might say, well, she's weak. She doesn't want to fight. It's just the culture and where I live in. And I find out that these things come at me through people. And I don't know because of how I look or how I speak, how I talk. But it's been the Lord, the Holy Spirit shows me that repeatedly I've had trouble with repeated trials that I'm going through, and I'm thankful for them. I could never say this before, but I say it now because he's helping me that in the face of my enemy, when people come against me to fight, insult me, mock me, talk about me, I want to, you know, the old me wants to fight, if you know what I mean. And I don't want to fight, but I have that in me. And I want to get rid of that. I come from a family of women that, you know, are kind of like no good and carry, like some of them have masculine weave. And I don't want that. That's far from me. But going through that right now, and it's on the job with just people that I never knew, that I never met, that have come against me. We're all from Native America country, and these are fighting women. And I facing cultural prayers, you know, against me. This one that traditionally I'm supposed to take him as an uncle, you know, I know that he's praised in the other way, in an ungodly way, which they think is godly. I want to sever myself from him and separate myself from him because he was a good supervisor to me, but you know, I was being pulled in, trying to be pulled into the cultural way of the ungodly way. And, we, you know, they call him Grandfather God, you know, Grandfather Spirit, you know, things like that. And that's not how I want to ever portray myself as I'm amongst my people, but I'm separate. And there's something happening at work with the repetitive thing that came against me, and it's trials, and I want to ask the Lord to forgive me for engaging in the carnal battle and not listening to the Holy Spirit. You know, I may have had the victory like a couple months ago, but then I lose it, and I don't want to keep going through this pattern over and over again where I retreat, and instead of fighting in the Spirit, you know, I allow the flesh to take over and run me around. And I really appreciate that declaration tonight from the Word of God. I'm taking it for King God's Word to its fullest, and I just can't wait. That's how I feel inside. But I thank you for your prayers of agreement.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we forgive our sister of her family background in Jesus' name. And this is not just for her, it's for everybody. We forgive our sister of her family background. We cut her free from those old cultural and family demons in the name of Jesus. We cut her free from every curse that comes down her family line in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her now in the name of Jesus. We bind you. Come out of her. You have no right, violence, strife, hatred, come out in the name of Jesus. Wickedness, come out in Jesus' holy name. Ruka de la Rica de la Breca de Diosuta, Riki. Hatred, 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 hatred. You're bound in the name of Jesus. We uproot you in everyone in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Every family hatred, every family bitterness, every family animosity, all cultural animosity, all racial animosity, all judgment, all prejudice, You're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of everybody. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. Whatever your ethnicity is, bound in Jesus' name. All the sins from your ethnicity are bound in Jesus' name. All the judgment, all the prejudices, all the hatreds, all the bitternesses, all the rancor, all the grudges, all the vengeances of your cultural group, whatever that may be, or cultural group, we bind them in the name of Jesus. And with this glittering sword of the Lord, we cut you free from all of them. In Jesus' holy name, we sever you from that. We bind the transference of evil spirits to you from them in the name of Jesus Christ. All those spirits transferred in, you're bound. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All the curses that came with it, all the disobediences, all the rebellions, all the rejections, come up and out. Come up and out. Out, 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 out. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, you have no right to be there. She's been loose from the old family tree. She's a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Vengeance from the family line, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Violence. Strategic violence. Bound. Murder. Come out in Jesus' name. Come up and out.
I don't want you.
Come out of everybody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The inclination to do physical harm. Bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come out of everybody in the name of Jesus. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. We take authority, dominion, and power over all anger, deep-seated anger, family anger, hatred, wicked devices, every hatred, friendship, affiliations, relations with angry people, fury, all association with fury. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of angry strife. All spirits of transgression due to anger and fury, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You've been there for too long. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we're pulling back the cover. Oh, hallelujah. We're exposing the enemy. We're commanding those spirits to come out of everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to war against these demons and a war against your people. Generational spirits of anger and hatred and rejection and self-hatred, you are bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Vengeance, come out of God's people. Hostility. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. You're bound. Go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. hostilities from grudges and old wounds. Come out. Come out of God's people. The blood goes there. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus goes there. The cycle is destroyed in Jesus' name. We break the cycle. We break the cycle.
I died.
This kind comes not out except by fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. We uproot all the roots of the spirit in Jesus' holy name. We send them bound and chained into the cave and to the feet of Jesus for judgment in his holy name. Saints, raise holy hands before the Lord without wrath and without doubt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, sister. Saints, many people have this in their family line. You don't have to be ashamed. Just pray and fast, and God will break that yoke of bondage. It's deep-seated. It's gone down the family lines all the way from Cain and Abel. Okay? It's been there for a long time. So this kind cometh not forth but by prayer and fasting. Amen? Amen. So we know what to do. Call it for what it is. In Jesus' name. Area code 443, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, good evening, Pastor Sabrina. I'm calling to first, I want to give thanks to the Lord. He's been very, very good to me, and I don't deserve it. And I just want to thank him. And I left my job about 4 months ago, and before doing so, I prayed and I fasted about it, and he gave me permission to move forward. So I left on faith, and he has sustained me every day. And I my son and I have not ever gone without, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. And it just, his love just never quits, and I've never been loved like this, and I'm just so grateful. And I'm now, he's blessed me. I've received another blessing from him where I received a job assignment where I'll be moving temporarily. And so it's a lot of new things happening. The Lord has, just blessing me with so much, and You know, I want to please him, you know, and I, you know, I fall short, and, you know, I just need prayer, and I'm calling for prayer as well, for these, you know, moving forward over the next several months. I'm going to be away from home, and, you know, and I just want prayer for that, and, you know, I'm going to a new place, and you know, I'm just going to, you know, continue to walk by faith and to trust in him, and that, you know, he always has me. It's just amazing, you know. I'm grateful. So.
All right. Saints, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are humbled by your kindness and your great compassion and your tender mercies. You know everything about us, Lord. You knew when we thought that we were doing the right thing and we were as wrong as we could be. But you forgave us, Lord. You were merciful, and you brought us forward. You brought us out of darkness and into your marvelous light, and we're thankful to you, Lord. We want to thank you for where you're taking us, Lord. It's uncertain to us. We only have so much information, but you're already in our future. You're there waiting for us, and you will take us every step of the way. There is nothing, Lord, that you can't do. Whatever we need will be provided. Whatever we must learn, we will go through what we must to learn it. You're not just changing events, you're changing us. So we thank you, Lord, for your provision, your protection, your care, your prudence. We want to thank you for every angel that you're dispatching to go with us. We thank you for additional angelic protection, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord, for adjusting our expectations so that we walk in agreement with your spirit. We take authority, dominion, and power over any anxiety or fretting or concern or care or worry that may attempt to lift its head. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we thank you, Lord, for these lessons in Christianity, these lessons of faith. We thank you, Lord, that as we learn these lessons, we will not forget them, but we will hide them in our heart so that we do not sin against you. We thank you for the forgiveness that we've received and the forgiveness that we will receive. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for holding us in your arms. Thank you for making us stronger now than we have ever been before. We thank you for every provision being made, every answer to every prayer. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Be safe. The Lord will be with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Area code 706. You're on the air now in Jesus' name.
Good evening. I'm calling for my daughter, Felisa. She's been having some issues for a long time. No, last year, like going to the doctor, and having tests done, and they're not, and they come back okay. But she's having symptoms. She'd be disoriented, dizzy, little weakness on her in her left side of her body and legs. She's fatigued. She has migraines, and she has severe pain shooting through that left side of through her eye and head. Her body shakes, and she has like a tunnel vision, and she's still having those same symptoms now, and she's supposed to talk to a doctor on Friday, next Friday. And like I said, she's already been, she had a lot of tests done, but she still continued to have these same symptoms.
Okay. Now, first of all, is she a Christian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't mean a churchgoer. I mean a real Christian.
Well, she doesn't study like she should. It's hard for me to answer that for her. She studies God's word herself. But not as much as she should, I'm sure. She's 30 years old. I don't think she's where she needs to be.
That's exactly what the Holy Spirit said. She's
mm-hmm.
not where she needs to be. Okay.
Right.
All right. That's the first thing. Okay, the second thing is anybody in her family line on either side ever had any of these type symptoms that you know of?
Not that I know of.
You might want to do some investigation.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now she's had tests done. What are the tests saying?
Everything is coming back fine. Because one of the doctors says with the symptoms that she's having, it seems like she has an autoimmune disease. And they sent her to different physicians, specialists, but all the tests is always coming back. It's okay, but she still has the symptoms.
Okay.
They think she has some type of autoimmune disease, but they don't know what kind. But when they do the test, to try to figure out mm-hmm. what type she has, everything comes back okay, but she still exhibits all the symptoms.
Okay. All right. For a while and come back. So she has
mm-hmm.
transient symptoms. They're here, then they're gone, then they're back again.
Right.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I keep hearing the word neurological. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus over this woman, Lord. And we ask, first of all, Father, that you bring her to the place in you that she ought to be. She's not there now. She's not in the right place with you. And if you must use these circumstances to get her attention, Father, then we thank you that her attention is aroused. We ask, Father, that you encourage her and inspire her to seek you for the answers and not depend solely on the medical community. Hey, hallelujah. We take authority, dominion, and power over the intrusion of the demonic realm in this situation in the name of Jesus, and we bind the demons that are at work in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift her brain to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We lift her brain to you right now. Ruga de la Brisha de Raki, Isa Baba Kushe, Rubola de Andra Broca, de Dian de Brisha de Diosa.
Urgita da bruca de ridia da ragosa. Sinda la diosun de brisa da bruca de ridia de brisa de ridioca. Runde de brici, si de diosu da ragasse de rigi de che, mama fusha. Rele la diosu de brisa la de diosu da brici, baba sho, rele le. Sella la diosu de brici, baba mama sho, rele le, se de ridioso. Rule la dia chiasa.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the blessing of second opinion and third opinion. We ask you, Lord, to direct our sister to the place where she ought to go, to come to a proper conclusion. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Redirect her step, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that she might obtain the help that she needs. Oh, Rana de yesterday. We place the medical community, Lord, that you are going to connect her with under your auspices, under your government, and under your direct supervision in Jesus' name. Satan, we give you no ground in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take the ground back from you with the blood of Jesus Christ. For by the stripes of Jesus, she has been healed. Jesus took this on the cross for her. So you have no lot, no part in this matter in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for ordering her steps in righteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That the discovery may come forth in truth, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord,
that nothing shall remain hidden. Nothing shall remain hidden. It will all surface by your Spirit. You are the revealer of secrets, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, for the revelation coming forth. We thank you for the wisdom coming forth. We thank you for the prudence. You said if any man lacks wisdom to ask you, Father, we now ask in Jesus' name on her behalf. We thank you for your righteous judgment, Father, in this matter. We appeal to the righteous judge on her behalf, and we thank you for your righteous judgment and your righteous outcome for her in Jesus' name. Now, Mom, you need to fast and pray for her.
Okay.
Amen. According to the instructions of the Lord, you need to fast and pray for her.
I will. I told my daughter, and what God had revealed to me to tell her, that she needed to pick up his word, start at Genesis, and start reading for herself. Let him speak to her through his word, because God is light. He has nothing hidden. And thank you for your word. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen. God bless you. Area code 818. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm calling because I'm having, like, really severe, like, tailbone problems. I think I talked about it a little bit before. It goes back to an old injury in high school, but I think it's connected to an emotional injury too, you know, from, because I was like, it was somebody literally pulled the stool from under me and I fell and I severely bruised my tailbone and now it's like really bad again. And I mean, mind you, it's like, it may have nothing to do with that, but that's just what but it's so severe. Like, I'm having a hard time just getting up and down. And so I wanted to pray for that. And just,
I have a question. Do you anoint yourself in that area?
You know, I have not. My mom used to always anoint me, and I have not been anointing myself. I need to start that, don't I, like, anointing with oil?
Mm-hmm. Like a long time ago.
Okay, and I probably need to be doing, like, my door and stuff. I know, I've been meaning to do
you
that.
You need to anoint you.
Okay.
every place you have a problem, you need to anoint on a daily basis.
Okay.
You need to do spiritual warfare over your own body.
Okay. Yeah, I do the spiritual warfare every single day, but I haven't been, like, specifically calling. I mean, I do somewhat, but maybe not enough, and I need to anoint. And I've been doing the Galatians 3, like you told me to, every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm still, like, battling with the anxiety with, my daughter and the vaccine and stuff, but I'm making headway. I keep fighting, so I get weary, so maybe anoint my head, for peace of mind or something over all this. But I've been getting a lot more victory, a lot more in the spirit realm. I mean, just amazing. I feel so much closer to God, like so many good things. The past 2 years, like as we've been doing this journey, it's been, God has done so much, but I want to go to next things. Like I want to get out of the chair, and I want to get the weight off and just to heal. Like I feel like now it's the physical, like he's done so much spiritually and emotionally. I still have work, but you know what I mean? But now it's like the physical task, the things I need to, I'm battling with, but this tailbone thing is so severe.
Okay, then
supposedly arthritis in the spine too. So, okay.
Anoint your body every day.
Like, do you just get like olive oil, or do you have to pray
over
it?
Your body. Anoint your body every day and declare the word of the Lord over your body.
Okay. But my question is like with the oil. Do you have to pray over the oil
to
make it?
Every place you have an issue and declare the word of the Lord over your body wherever that area is.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm going to do that, but do I have to prepare the oil, or is it just that you just use oil? Like, is there a certain, like, do I need to pray over the
you
oil?
You go to the grocery store, you buy some olive oil that you can afford, you bring it home, and you hold it up to the Lord, and you ask him to bless it.
Okay.
And then you use it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do that.
Okay. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus took everything that's wrong with her body on the tree, on his own body. And by his stripes, she has been healed. We wrap every cell in her body in the blood stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Regardless of the cause of the problem, Lord, we declare her healed and whole in Jesus' name. We forbid the enemy to continue to attack her body in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack that comes against her body, we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We command those spirits to come up and out of her body, all that muscle stiffness, all of that tension, come up and out of her body. We bind you in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough, dear. Deep breath and cough. Cough that stuff out. All of that pain. All of those nerves that are pinched. Python, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Unwrap. We cut your head off. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Every python spirit, you come out of her now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to remain. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Come out of her. You have no right to stay. You've been evicted. Now come out in the name of Jesus. All those demons up under the breastbone, you come out now, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those devils up under the breastbone, you come up and out now. Hey, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of God on them.
fire of God on them in the name of Jesus. Runda da breca de Dios de brisha da broca. Runda da brisha da Dios de rigisa da brisha da Dios ta. Ir gusta da breca de osuto da breca alla da Dios ta da breca da Dios ta. Shanda da broca de Lord, when Lazarus came out of the grave, you told the people to unwrap the grave clothes. Well, our sister's still wearing grave clothes from the past. Hey, woo! Shanda da breca da Dios de brisha. Come on, in Jesus' name. Ooh, share those things in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, in Jesus' name. We loose her from her past. Ooh. We loose her from her past in the name of Jesus. We loose her from her past in Jesus' name. We cut her free from her past in the name of Jesus. And we forbid any encroachment from the past into her present in Jesus' name. Ero la lerie de risi baba okuro la de Dios sunda la brisa te ike bebebele shoto robre silda la Dios sunda la brisa te la bruca de Dios sunda la brisa resa te la bruca de ragasta neli Dios sunda rekisa meshe nene ne onda raka runga de la brusha de Dios de Dios sa. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Now you need, when you anoint yourself and you release the word of the Lord, the scriptures over your body, you have to command your body to obey the name of Jesus.
Okay.
You command. You don't ask your body. You command it to obey the name of Jesus, to come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
All right.
It's already feeling like that, you know, it's less pain than it was when I called. So thank you, Jesus.
You just keep at it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it.
Okay.
All right?
I'm going to do it.
We love
you. I love you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
God is good.
Yes, he is. Area code 478. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hello. Oh, you can hear me. Great. Awesome. Yes, ma'am. I would really, really appreciate you all standing in agreement with prayer for some things, but can I give a quick testimony first? Praise the Lord. I bless God with all, you know, everything that's gone on and all the bills that have come in. My dad had a small policy that came in just in time, so I was able to pay their property taxes. So I bless God for that. Now, I need agreement prayer for a few things I have before the Lord. My little dog got fixed. He needed to be fixed. And since he's had surgery, he seems fine. He's just as active as ever. But something's going on with his GI system, so I need prayer for that. I need prayer for provision. We won't discuss that in the limb. I mean, yeah, we understand. I need prayer for God's direction. And I also need agreement prayer regarding my enemies, because the Lord has been showing me some things in dreams that alarm me. And then I had a situation this week. In one dream, it has to be a wolf because a fox isn't that big. And this thing was big. It was like 75, 80 pounds. But the thing that struck me was where it was positioned, between a hedge that's right next to the house, and it was a little, like a little small space. And he was there snarling. And then he showed me, after I got back from Jacksonville and, you know, had deliverance, he showed me, it was like a workshop. And they couldn't see me, but I could see what was going on. And it was like they were having this discussion. So it had to be demons talking about what they were going to do to me. And it was like one shot there, and then it was a workshop next to it where they were talking about what they were doing to somebody else. But what really struck me was, and I did not recognize this person, so it must be a spirit, who said, oh, and they basically said what they were going to do to me And it's supposed to be somebody on my job. That this, I guess the spirit is going to enter and they're going to, I don't know, act silly. And then, oh, you know the scripture, is David where he talks about his enemies encompassing him like bees.
Mm-hmm.
I had that, a dream similar to that as well. And so earlier this week, I think it was like Monday, the Lord reminded me I had gotten off of the prayer, the job prayer, you know, that Brother Bill posted, and I needed to go back to it. So that was like Monday. Tuesday, I run to the market, and I bump into somebody that I've always, my interaction with them, they've always been very direct, not messy at all. And in our conversation, and it was a short, maybe 5 minutes conversation, she asked me 3 times, are you sure you have a job? And I said, okay, Lord, all righty then. Because I do know she is not necessarily a friend to, but associates with some people that don't want me in my job. And one of those persons worked really hard with a couple of my relatives. They went to the dark side to try to get me out of this position a few years ago. And the Lord dealt really harshly with my relatives, very harshly with them, because he was the one that put me there. And I need, you know, I need to work because I know God is
all right.
Source.
Okay, let's pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit becomes an enemy to our enemies, and so do you. And she has a conspiracy against her. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She has a conspiracy against her. And they plan to do her sabotage in Jesus' name. And we're asking, Father, that you send the sabotage back on them.
Thank you.
Just as Haman planned the demise of Mordecai, we ask you, Lord, to return to them what they're planning for her.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, the spirit of the wolf, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. And with the sword of the spirit, we decapitate the wolf now in Jesus' name. We bind its feet, its paws, that we cut off its tail. We break its jaw and we knock out its teeth in Jesus' name. We blind its eyes in the name of Jesus. Those evil and wicked counsels, we break up their agreement. Isha, amen, and their communication. Sowing and reaping is not over, Father. We thank you that what they are sowing, they shall reap in Jesus' name. We disperse the bees in the name of Jesus. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. The government of her job, Father, is upon the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you will make her enemies her footstool in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith all around her. We surround her with a wall of fire with your glory in the midst. We thank you for warring, linking angels around her and praising angels surrounding her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. By your grace, not by might nor power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. Uncover, reveal. Nothing that's hidden shall remain covered. What's said in the dark will come to the light. We bind the mouths of the evil ones. We gag them, mute them, and muzzle them with the blood of Jesus Christ. What they've done against her shall enter into their own vessels for their own Ricky, undoing in Jesus' name. Jesus, be a fence around her. Be a wall of protection to her. To her job, to her employment, to her finances, to her income. We submerge all of her finances under the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We blind those underneath the sea that are getting involved with this, the inhabitants underneath the sea. We blind them all in the name of Jesus Christ. We deafen them in the name of Jesus Christ. We send their wickedness back upon them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We send their wickedness from the deep back in the deep where it belongs. Sealed off. Sealed off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We declare from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus that she not only has a job, her job is secure. It's grounded in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And there is promotion.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there is promotion.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there is promotion.
Thank you, Jesus. Look at us. Thank you, Jesus. Rusting the kete. Ora nasilakotosa. Thank you, Jesus. Ora salokora nikila karatosa. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jealousy, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the strife of tongues in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
Happy
thank
New
you,
Year.
Jesus.
We love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Happy New Year. I love y'all, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, they need to stumble and fall. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just lift everyone in the ministry, Lord. And we all have different enemies, Lord. But, Father, we thank you for making our enemies our footstool. Every single enemy, no enemy left behind, Lord. No demon left behind. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'll make all and you'll continue to make all of our enemies our footstool. Hey, hallelujah. Every single enemy. No enemy left behind, no demon left behind. Amen. We press the name of Jesus upon them. We press the name of Jesus upon them. Victory. Ha ha. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We just praise your holy name, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise. Well, you know, saints, it's time for us to get our little prayer requests out for the Lord tonight. Amen. And Ooh, hold on. Okay, there, that's better. All right, Father, we are requesting, saints, adjudications, and those of you who still don't know what an adjudication is, please get a real dictionary and look that word up. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning these matters. The Marine Corps has separated, that's just that called, that means kicked them out, 260 Marines for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine, the military branch announced on Thursday. Active duty Marines had a deadline to get fully vaccinated by November 28th, while for reservists, the deadline was December 28th. By the deadline, 95% of all active duty Marines had received at least one dose of the vaccine, while 86% of the reserve force had received the first shot. That means around 8,000 active duty Marines and 5,000 Marine reserve personnel may face separation for refusing to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The Marine Corps is still tracking 1,007 approved administrative or medical exemptions. Then Wood, our Marine Corps spokesperson, said in a statement to news outlets, the Marine Corps has denied 3,115 of the 3,247 religious exemption applications received. The rest are still being processed, according to the statement. Some unvaccinated Marines call the discharge a political purge, and I agree with them. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning more than 725 people that have been arrested in all 50 states on federal charges stemming from violence that erupted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, leading some 165 people to plead guilty, mostly to misdemeanor charges, the U.S. Department of Justice said Thursday. Wow, that's a lot of people, Jesus. In its year-end summary, under the continued leadership of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and the FBI's Washington Field Office, the investigation and prosecution of those responsible for the attack continues to move forward at an unprecedented speed and scale. The Department of Justice's resolve to hold accountable for those who committed crimes on January 6, 2021 has not and will not wane. The approximately 725 arrests have led 145 defendants to plead guilty to misdemeanors, while 20 pleaded guilty to felonies. Six of the felony guilty pleas involved assaults on law enforcement, the report said. More than 225 people were charged with assaulting, impeding law enforcement officers or other employees. About a third of those cases involved charges of using a deadly or dangerous weapon, the DOJ said. Some 140 police officers were assaulted at the Capitol on January 6th, including 80 from the U.S. Capitol Police and 60 from the Metropolitan Police Department. Nearly 90% of those arrested were charged at least in part with entering or remaining in restricted federal buildings or grounds. 75 defendants were charged with entering a restricted area with a dangerous or deadly weapon. So we're asking the Lord to get involved with that. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the Department of Justice lawyers late Wednesday, and asked the Supreme Court to hear a case involving the Remain in Mexico program. The policy was started during the Trump administration and forces many asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims are heard. The Biden administration ended it but was ordered by a judge over the summer to relaunch it. The judge said Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas didn't adequately consider the benefits of the program, which included deterring some would-be illegal immigrants from entering the United States. Mayorkas came up with a new memorandum in October attempting to end the program again, but an appeals court upheld the judge's ruling, asserting the memo didn't affect the ongoing case because it simply reaffirmed the termination decision states had been challenging all along. Biden administration lawyers in the filing Wednesday told the Supreme Court that decision was made in error. The administration wants the nation's top court to hear arguments from both sides and rule on the matter. The court appeals decision has enormous legal and practical consequences, and there are compelling reasons for the court to review it promptly, they wrote. One argument put forth that the lower courts improperly dictated the exercise of the executive statutory discretion by requiring the executive to engage in ongoing negotiations with a foreign sovereign over the contours of a border-wide immigration program. The lower courts effected a major and unwarranted judicial interference in the conduct of foreign policy and executive prerogative, the Biden administration says. Well, hooty-toot for you. Then after that, we're thanking the Lord and giving praise to him for all things. And then we'll say Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. That's what we're doing. So I know you're ready to pray. Amen. And I know that Brother Marshall is ready too. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall.
Thank you for more grace, Lord. More grace. Thank the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that available. Thank you, Jesus, for saying, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. As we repent, renounce all generational and personal sins, Father, and iniquities, we ask you to forgive the people of this land. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Lord, this land needs to be healed. And you know what the situation is, and you know the demons that are going not rampant, Father God, and what's going on, Father. We thank you that you've given Jesus all power in heaven and earth. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, Father God, that he is the Most High, and that you, because you've given him that power in the earth, and in the heavens, even as is written in Matthew 28:18. And you cannot lie, because Jesus only speaks the words you've given him to speak, and we thank you for giving him that power and that authority in Jesus' name. Even as it is written, Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And we thank you, Father, for giving Jesus all that power in heaven and in earth, in Jesus' name. And even as Pastor Sabrina has already read from Isaiah chapter 9 today, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your esteem, your word above all your name. And you said, unto us a child is born. In fact, we've been remembering that recently, Lord. Jesus may not have been born in December, but that's irrelevant. He did definitely come in the flesh, and he was born, and he is still, and he's coming back, and we know he's coming back because he said so. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for making peace by the blood of your cross. You are the Prince of Peace. You paid the ultimate price. You said, peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So we speak shalom to our hearts, to our hypothalamuses. We speak peace to these temples of the Holy Spirit. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, all these matters that Dr. Sabrina's read about, Father God. And I tend to agree with Sabrina's assessment that there is a political purge going on. In fact, there's some people that actually think that some people are in a political office that were not actually elected and that they're actually put there by a foreign government who actually wants to weaken this nation, Father God, so they could just use it for their own garden. They don't need these people that have been living here these last few years, these several generations, whether they're Native Americans or people that came from Europe or Africa or any other place. They just want some people of their own ilk to move in here. So, Father, they just want to get rid of some of the people, and to weaken the military by giving them jobs or making them leave the military would be a wonderful thing if that were a case. And, of course, I don't know if that's the case. For what I've heard rumors to that effect, Father God. So we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication. And Father God, since the heavens do rule, and you pointed that out abundantly, and you give it to whomsoever you will, even as you said in Daniel chapter 4, verses 17, as well as verse 25, and elsewhere in Daniel 4, as well as also in Daniel 5. So, Father, since the heavens do rule, we ask you, Father God, and we do pray for those, Father God, even as you asked us to. All those in any position of authority, Father God, including heads of household, heads of local municipalities, heads of state governments, legislative governments, all and courts and every area, all those in authority, Father God, in Jesus' name, including different churches. Some churches that think Jesus healed today, some people think, well, that was a long time ago. Father God, we pray for everyone in authority, Father God, and then we ask you to pour forth of your Spirit and grant them every gift that they need, Father, in Jesus' name. If any of them need the gifts of repentance, including those in the so-called Biden regime, if they're willing to receive it, grant them the gifts of repentance, Lord, and those in the U.S. Supreme Court, all the other court areas, Father God, we think over the local levels of government where people seem to actually care about this nation, Father God, and they're not necessarily blackmailed or bought off or whatever, or been appointed by Soros, who put in many people in different positions, Father God, from what we've heard. Of course, that may not be true. I don't have proof. But, Father God, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication in Jesus' name, and we thank you for that, Father. We love every human being because you commanded us to love everybody just like Jesus loved us. I certainly didn't deserve it, but I thank you for that love. That's the perfect love that casts out all fear. And you told us to pray for all those in authority in Jesus' name. Help me to get there, Lord. Why don't I have this memorized yet? You said, I exhort, therefore, in 1 Timothy 2:1, that first of all, in the beginning, here, that's a good place to start. And at the end of the year, Jesus says the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. And first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks. Hey, be made for all men. We give thanks for Joe Biden, Lord, the real Joe Biden. And if you can save his soul, save his soul. We pray for all those in authority, for Camilla and all those in authority. If you can save Nancy's soul, Speaker of the House, and you don't want any evil speakers to be established, Father God. You said in, I think, Psalm 140. So, Father, we ask you to remove every evil speaker, Father God, and change the hearts that need to be changed, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for those in authority that you'll change them, even heads of households, Father God. You'll change them the way we need to be changed. We'll have new hearts, Father God, new hearts. Because the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? But how do you change our hearts? By faith, just like you said in Acts, where is that, 15:9? They received the Spirit because you purified their hearts by faith. Those Gentiles. It wasn't just for the Jews. It's for the Gentiles, too. It's for everybody. Yes, Lord. Not just people from Iceland, the people from Ghana, people from Australia, people from Russia, people from every nation. Many millions of people in China love Jesus, Father God. Many of them have been put in works camps, kind of like the Nazis put the Jews in camps, Father God, and made them work, Father God. So we'd ask you to deliver all those in harm's way, including those in the U.S. Marine Corps. And we ask you to provide for all their needs. We thank you for causing those that have conviction, that are standing up. They didn't want to pollute their potential temple of the Holy Spirit, or those that just think it's my body, my choice. Well, actually, they may not know that actually the body belongs to Jesus, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That includes all the bodies, even the witches' bodies. They all belong to Jesus. And the Lord who gave breath, he can take it away too. So you said, suffer not a witch to live. So, Father, for all those witches that are doing their incantations and all their nonsense and sacrifices, children, animals, and every other thing to get power over human beings, Father God, we ask you to return all their incantations back on their own heads, Father, in Jesus' name, according to Psalm 79:12, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so. All witchcraft curses returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the demons to do to those spirits what they intended to do to us. And those, Father God, that can repent, we ask you to grant them the gifts of repentance, Father, in Jesus' name. If you can get a hold of the real Bishop Kanko and save his soul, if you get a hold of the soul of Tarsus and save his soul, if you can get a hold of Khrushchev's soul and save his soul, Father God, draw many that actually heard the name of Jesus but turned away from it in the past, because you're married to the backslider. We ask you to draw many to the Lord Jesus, Father God, in Jesus' name. But those that refuse to repent, render unto our neighbors sevenfold unto their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord, including those coming against those that are trying to stand up and keep their oath to protect the U.S. Constitution, which some people in the Biden regime have totally forgotten about. Oh, there's a U.S. Constitution? I didn't know there was such a thing. We bind every spirit of tyranny and every spirit of ungodly control and manipulation in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. And I continue to speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, if two of you on earth agree just anything you ask, it shall be put, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. If one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. Where is that? There's a wonderful scripture that goes along with that. It's in Deuteronomy 28:7, I believe. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for reminding me of that. I don't have that in the memory, but I remember, the Holy Ghost is reminding me. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, Father. Continue to commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established continually according to Proverbs 16:3. And we all commit our way unto you, Lord Jesus. We trust also in you, and you will bring it to pass. Psalm 37:5. And it says in Deuteronomy 28, where is that, Lord Jesus? 28:7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and shall flee before thee seven ways in Jesus' name. You, Satan, all your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19, and Proverbs, and Mark 3:27, and Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. He that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. And Jesus says unto us, blood-bought saints, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Satan, you are subject unto us for this purpose. The Son of God was manifest, he might destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus said, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. It is finished. We thank you for the power of the cross, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you've already done. We give you praise and honor and glory. You triumphed over every one of those ungodly spirits openly in it, in that cross. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. If we die with him, we shall also live. We reckon ourselves dead to the old man, dead to ungodly fear, dead to selfishness, dead to trying to save our own lives. We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. And it is written in Colossians 2:13 and following, and you being dead in your sins, I used to be, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, hallelujah, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, in Colossians 2:14, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, in the cross. In the cross, in the cross. Oh, that rugged, rugged cross. Thank you, Jesus. We reckon ourselves dead to the old man, but we live by you. When you have the power of an endless life, you can never, ever die again. And it's written, cut off, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, the Lord Jesus himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Devil, you don't have the power of death. You're bound. And all your underlings are bound. Every mind-blinding spirit, every eye-blocking spirit, every spirit of mass hypnotism, mass insanity, every spirit of ungodly control, every spirit of propaganda, every witchcraft curse, every hidden agenda is exposed in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Because the Lord Jesus knows what he's doing, and he's already whooped you. He's completely defeated the enemy. And it is written, Jesus says in Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. We thank you for exposing, Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, bringing to light. We thank you for people like Project Veritas and all those like that, and many people that have stood up. Many, not as many as there will be, but many waking up and say no. Many people, not just the United States, many people standing up and saying no. We will not bow the knee to Satan in Jesus' name. We will not go and take a 666 little thing in our hand so we can go to a little movie theater or go to a little concert or go to a restaurant. No, the Lord will provide all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we ask for a divine adjudication on what's going on and your intervention, Father God, by the righteous judge concerning what's being done to the Marines and other branches of the U.S. military as well, and not just in this nation. The horrible things that are doing against the people, the citizens of Austria and Australia and other nations, Father. We ask for a divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, including Aborigine Indians and the natives in Australia, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask of your divine intervention. Deliver all the people, all the big people, little people, not just the strong Marines, but all the little children, the Aborigines, all the children, Father God. You don't even want one of these little ones to perish. It says that in Matthew 18:14. And you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything, ask, it shall be done, my Father which is in heaven. And you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. And knock, and it shall be open. We're asking, seeking, and knocking. Jesus is the door. We thank you for opening the door of faith, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way where there was no other way. We ask for a divine help, Father God, including by the righteous judge concerning the people in the different states. Concerning the people being accused by the people in the Biden regime concerning the January 6th peaceful demonstration that was turned by those that served the enemy, including the different branches, the different Antifa and different groups, even those working with the FBI to blame other people for what they planned in Jesus' name, to try and come up with something to make the people who were lovers of the United States of America look like there was something wrong with them. So, Father God, yes, there were a few people that did things that were probably not right, but, Father God, we ask for your divine help in adjudication, Father God, particularly all those that have been held illegally against their wishes without a right to a judge, without a right to a jury, without a right to being able to have people to visit them, people held in solitary confinement. Father, we ask for your divine help and intervention. You said your arm is not too short to save. You said, ask and you shall receive. We ask you to reach down and deliver those that are in harm's way, Father God, from this nonsense, Father God. And those that are accusing other people of being kind of as insurrectionists, there was an insurrection when it was a false election that went through on November, whenever that was, 3rd, 4th, whatever it was, went through in the last so-called sham of an election, Father God. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all the deep state nonsense being exposed on both sides, Father God, we ask you to expose it all, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray for those that are in any position of authority, in Jesus' name. We ask you, including for Donald Trump, if he needs it, Father, grant him the gifts of repentance to the acknowledging the truth that he'll recover himself from the snare of the devil if he needs it. And I don't know. Some people think he does. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't know. Father, we ask for your divine help, Father God. He said, if any man thinks he knows anything, knows nothing yet as he ought to know, but you know all things, and you know what's going on. We ask you to prepare your people for what they have planned, Father God. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and better yet, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Cut about it. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We thank you, Father, for the many, many people you've helped and delivered, and the testimonies we've heard, Father God, from others. No, I never gave my testimony. I did put it in the prayer room, wherever it was. Father God, I thank you that when I was tapped from behind, slightly rear-ended, more elaborate, but as one person and another person hit me. But, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that I did bind the spirit of accident, and I did kind of do Psalm 91, and you angels watch over me. And I thank you, Father God, I was not injured, and the car was not damaged. And I thank you, Father God, I had the privilege to witness to a police officer, and I thank you for hearing the prayers, Father God, of the saints in the Global Prayer Wars prayer room, and drawing that police officer and all those in his family to the real Lord Jesus and all those connected related to him. And we thank you, Father God, for those that there still have local police departments. The Biden regime has not managed to turn everything over to a federal police force, or better yet, they might want to try to turn it over to an independent outside source like the CCP coming in wearing the UN uniforms, Father God. In Jesus' name, we ask you to deliver us all from every spirit of ungodly fear and all nonsense and all ungodly control in Jesus' name, including those associated with this nonsense about the January 6th business. In Jesus' name, we ask for your divine adjudication of righteous judge concerning the Remain in Mexico policy that the Biden regime has been squirreling around on, Father God. And Jesus, trying to come up with excuses, Father. And we know it's all just a plan, because they want lots of people come in, and not just from the South America, Father God. No, they're coming from all kinds of other places, Father God. And, of course, they can't give those people that come in the vaccine, because, you know, then the drug companies wouldn't have immunity. And also, then who's going to vote in the elections after the people who have had the jab and multiple jabs, third, fourth, fifth jab, tenth jab, and have side effects, including that lady who called in about her daughter? We never asked her. She had the vaccine, so-called vaccine. A lot of those symptoms sound like some of the symptoms we hear can happen to people who have had the vaccine. I don't know. Father God, we ask you to grant that woman discernment. Father God, maybe she has not heard people talking like Dr. Tenpenny. Help her to hear what she needs to hear and do what she's supposed to do, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. And all the people, Father God, have taken the vaccine, they say, oops, I made a boo-boo. I shouldn't have done that. We ask you to grant them the gifts they need, including the family members of those associated with the Miracle in the Church, the gifts of repentance, Lord, to the acknowledging of the truth, that they will recover themselves from the snare of the devil. And as Dr. Mikovits said, people take no more jabs, and they will do what they could have done to avoid the so-called COVID plandemic in the first place, such as the things Dr. Zelenko recommends and others in Jesus' name. Father, they would not even have a problem, Father God, or hardly any problem at all, just like a little sniffle. And we thank you, Father God. This whole thing is winding down. They're trying to keep beating the drums. Oh, it's a terrible, scary thing. And it's just mind control. It's just propaganda. With how the rest deliver us from every spirit of ungodly mind control. So we hold every thought captive. Because you told us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And you told us what you want us to think about in the words of Philippians 4:8. And we do think about those things that are, whatsoever things are, are true. Who's true? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God is true. And he has received his testimony, has set to his seal that God is true. In John 3:33, I think that's where it is. What does that mean, to receive his testimony? Oh, we take the little red cup of juice, we have a little matzah, whatever, we have some bread, and we have a little juice. And what does that mean? Oh, we have his blood on our lips, and we have his blood. Whose blood? The blood of Jesus in our hearts. And that blood can burn out every demonic thing in these temples of the Holy Spirit and change us from glory to glory. So Satan, because of the blood of Jesus, you're bound. Every one of your underlings are bound. No further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the deep and the bush. Everyone we've interceded for, including those in the Biden regime, everyone in any position of authority, including Donald Trump, every one of your demonic assignments of ungodly fear, intimidation, blackmail, including those affecting the U.S. Supreme Court and every court and everyone in the judiciary, those that are not standing up to protect their children from the jab, which they don't need it at all, the 0% chance of dying, virtually 0% chance, is total nonsense. We bind every spirit of ungodly control and manipulation. You, Satan, are bound. Every one of your demonic spirits behind tyranny are bound. Every spirit trying to bring in things that look like Nazis are bound. And we cancel your assignments globally in Jesus' name from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. And Jesus, who has purchased us with his own blood, we overcome the accuser of the brethren. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, we love not our lives unto the death. And it is written, in the book of Ephesians, help me, Jesus, chapter 2, starting at verse 4, we thank you for your grace, Lord, extraordinary grace, in Jesus' name. But God, yeah, Marshall was in a bad way, but God, who is rich in mercy, thank you for your mercy, Lord, for his great love wherewith he loved us, and that's what changes everything. Even when we were dead in sin, that quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together, where? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. And all the benefits of Psalm 91 over all the saints, the entire Psalm 91 over all the members of the body of Christ, and their family members, those coming into the body of Christ, you said in your word, you would circumcise my heart and the heart of my seed, that we would love you, Lord, and live. And you're not a man that you should lie. You said, this is my covenant with them. The spirit that I put upon you and the words I put in your mouth will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, from henceforth and forevermore, as it is written in Isaiah 59:21. And he that dwelleth, as it is written in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in this secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. surely without any question. Surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The buckler goes all the way around. Thank you, Lord, for protecting our backsides too. His shield shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, the habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No plague of any kind shall come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Amen and amen and amen. And thou shalt tread, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because of the blood of the covenant, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, that trample under feet, in Jesus' name, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word is confirmed, and that confirms Luke 10:19 as well. Yes, Satan, you remain bound. All your underlings remain bound, including every spirit of Zeus, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Every spirit of armament is bound. Every ungodly spirit sent against the saints are bound. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We love you, Abba. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Ghost, because he set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name, the name above all names. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. We're calling upon you, Father, in Jesus' name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him. Thank you for long, satisfied life, Lord, and show him my salvation. Thank you for showing us Jesus. All flesh shall see the salvation of God, and we know Jesus is coming back. And from what we hear, from the signs that we see, signs of the times, he may be coming back sooner than when we first believed. So help us all to be ready for that, Father. And you told us, where is that? It's in Zephaniah 2:3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. The Lord is very angry with the devil. And that's why the devil is very upset. He knows his time is really short. So we're just going to hang out under the blood of Jesus, and he's going to keep us completely hidden and safe. All the benefits of Job 28:7, Psalm 27, particularly verses 4 and following, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for keeping all your saints completely safe. And grant us your wisdom to make the right choice. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. If you want people to start little gardens, well, I live in an apartment. Somebody says, okay, well, you can start, get a little sprouting jar, buy some organic alfalfa seeds. They're really nice. And you put a little bit of water in there, and you just let them soak, and you follow the directions that come with the alfalfa seed pouch. You can buy them online. I think you can get them from Amazon even. They're not too expensive. You can have a little sprouts, and they're really good on a sandwich. So, Lord, help your people to make preparations. Those people have some land, Father God. Help them to get nice seeds to plant next spring, Father God, in Jesus' name. If anybody's listening down under, maybe it's already summer for you there, so you can start growing sooner. We thank you for that. We thank you for the calling of all of you. Psalm 27, starting verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. From the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. The secret of his tabernacle shall be hiding me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Now shall my head, be in the head, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer his tabernacle with sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's in your house, Lord. And that's what it says, that when your house gets blessed, you will have to rejoice.
I'm going to go to the next one.
can to help others know that it's
Thank you, Lord. We praise you.